listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the life.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to the Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Am I on, Connie? I'm installing all at once. No. Is that sure? Welcome to Lifeline, Bob Allen. Okay, there we go. All right. Welcome to Lifeline. Hey, listen, I just want to share this with you real quick. If you have friends anywhere in the world now, they can pick this program up 24/7, WCNO.com, scroll down to vote on demand. Also, if you're traveling in your car and you happen to run out of the zone, you can pick this program up at any time, finish out the program, just simply WCNO.com, scroll down to the vote on demand. Click on that, and we have programs on there that you can listen to, and you can finish your program. And listen, we appreciate you today. I want you to know that we're going to talk today about something very important. Jesus, the man of promise. Just want to talk about the Lord. Landon's here with me today, and we just want to really talk about Jesus. Just talk about the things of our precious, living God and Savior Christ Jesus. Matthew 21:22 says this, "In all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." That's really big. You think about that. I mean, everything, all things, whatsoever, you're asking in prayer, believing, you shall receive. But listen, you're going to receive after you believe. You have to believe to receive the things of God. Jesus said these words after he had demonstrated to the apostles when he spoke to the fig tree and it withered away. I mean, the next day the fig tree was dried up and withered away. And they said, "Master, how soon the fig trees withered away." And Jesus said, "Have faith in God." So all things whatsoever now, you're asking, prayer, believing, you can receive, but you have to learn to believe. Today, if we do anything at all, we want to encourage you and move you forward as far as believing. We want to help you to believe. Time to think about Jesus for your every need. Jesus for everything. Jesus for answered everything. Jesus for your every need. Do you need healing today in your body? You can have it. How about in your soul? How about in your spirit? You can have it if you can ever learn to believe. Every person that ever came to Jesus, he healed them. Question: what can you believe for today? Jesus said, "Where two of you agree as touching anything, it will be done of them, my Father, which is heaven." Come on now. Let's do it today. Landon and I are with you here. We're going to believe you. We're going to believe for you. We're going to believe with you. Let's believe together today. Give us a call here now. The lines are open. 221-1100. 221-1100. Out of town. 888-221-8990.
Let me point out the first part of that. Bob said, "All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." I want to point out the clause as he continues, so this clause will keep reminding you, and the Holy Spirit has this clause to work that I'm putting in you to remind you. He says, "Whatsoever things you shall ask." You shall ask is crucial there. We think so many things, we never do our actions, we just think them. The "you shall ask" is the action part of that prayer that makes it work. Until you decide, "I'm going to stop what I'm doing, open my mouth, and take 30 seconds out of my life to ask this from God, to petition him about this," you won't see results. Notice he said, "You shall ask." There's your part. I want you to do it today. As Bob keeps going, I want you to keep thinking, these things he's telling me, I've got to ask them. I got to be bold. I got to do this.
Listen, yeah, give us a call now. Lines are up. We're here to pray. We're going to fight with you today. We're going to strive with you today. We're going to seek the Lord with you today. Phone number 221-1100. Out of town, 221-899. Look, if you're out here today and you're hurting in your body, we'll pray a prayer of faith with you. The word says, "Where two or more agree as touching anything, it'll be done, my Father, which is heaven." If you call anywhere with a need, Land and I will get in agreement with you today, and we'll fight the battle with you today. We want you to know that. Maybe you're just troubled. Maybe over a family issue. Maybe over a child. Maybe over a relationship with your spouse. Whatever it is, We want to pray with you. And you know something? We're here today because the Lord Jesus Christ wants to touch you, wants to bless you, wants to minister to you, wants to touch you. That's what he does. That's what God does. Yep. He's a comforter. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. And listen, the Lord wants the best for you today. He wants you to be touched. He just wants you to touch your life today. How about your spirit? How are you doing there? Are you struggling? Are you battling with sin? Are you almost nearly, but not quite hardly where you ought to be? Are you one step here and then one step back? Look, we want to encourage you and push you forward today.
Listen, I'm going to give you a real quick one. As Bob said that, are you struggling in your spirit? Let me show you reality. Let's go ahead and expose the devil right now. Let's show you. God's been dealing with me on this all morning. As you start to call here, as we preach to you and we give you the word, you hear the word comes in and wants to quicken your spirit. I'm going to prove to you there's a God and I'm going to prove to you there's a devil. Real simple. First thing you hear is, who are these guys? I'm not calling up in there. Who are they? What are their credentials? What are their credentials? Why would I call a radio station? And you know what? I've been through that stuff before, too. I've heard these guys before. They come on, they do all that stuff, hocus pocus. The next thing you know, they're asking for money at the end. Who do you think is telling you that? Let's get real today. Who's telling you that? Is your heart saying that? Have you gotten that hard-hearted and that cold towards God that you hate God enough that you think that everybody that's trying to help you in the name of Jesus Christ is there to steal your wallet? Is that where you're? Is that really who you are? Because if so, you need help worse than we think. You need to call up here really and get Christ now. Or let's go ahead and let's show you how this battle really works. This Galatians 5 and 6 about the Spirit. This is how it works. Satan is on your shoulder, man. Say, as soon as you start to make that move, when he sees your body start to respond to, I'm going to call and get help from Jesus Christ, first thing he does is send everything he's got at you on your shoulder to tell you every reason why that don't work. Didn't work for Sally, didn't work for Jerry, didn't work for who, didn't work for this. Don't call up. What are you going to call? Come on, you know that. You're better than that. You're an educated person. All that's from him. That's the accuser of the brethren. That's what God calls him. The Bible calls him the accuser of the brethren. He comes to accuse you, to stop you from making that call and receiving Christ. So there's only two options. Either that's real Landon, and you're right. Every time I start to make a move for Christ, all my life, when I'm starting to get my Bible out, all these different thoughts flood my mind. Who do you think's doing that? It's either you, and your heart is so black and so hard and so cold that that's really who you've become. And if that's true, just raise your hand now and say, yes, Father, that's me. I am that person. I do need your help. You know what? I'm going to call and I'm going to agree with Bob and Landon in prayer. I'm going to break this today. And here's another thing. You got to resist the devil. The devil's come as the prince of this world and he started a bunch of lies. We take, in our world, we take the path of least resistance. We've been trained to do that. Who do you think taught you that? God didn't teach you that. God's a fighter. You have to fight. You have to fight to get the devil off your back, to restore your salvation, to get your spirit man right again. The Bible says resist the devil. It's not the path of least resistance. That'll make you a coward and a sissy. That's what that path will take you down. Now you get bold today and you resist him. You say, you know what? This is simple stuff to dial a little phone call, but I'm going to do it. That's my thing. Because by doing that, you're showing Satan, hey, I don't care, man. I am done with you. I'm done with you. I'm calling this station today and I'm agreeing with them in prayer that you have been put on check, Satan. All the destruction you've done, my finances have been hurt, my marriages have been hurt. I'm not with this no more. I'm done with you. I'm calling him, putting Christ back in my life. I'm letting him drive the boat, and I'm going to get on board today in the Spirit, and I'm going to renew my mind, I'm going to renew my faith, and I'm going to resist you that you will turn and flee from me. And if you start hearing, even right now, if you're starting to do it, and he's going, no, man, that's crazy talk. That's crazy talk. You know what? Do it now. Resist him. Say, you know what? It's not crazy talk, Satan. You get out of my ear. You get out of my heart, and Jesus, you come in, and I'm dialing this number. I mean, get on board. Stop playing with it. I'm telling you right now, it's either your heart's that cold or you're hearing those voices from Satan telling you not to do it. There's only two things blocking you. God's not blocking you from trying to reach his throne room.
Amen.
Let me make that clear. He's not blocking you from receiving his Holy Spirit. He wants to. The Father seeks people to worship him. He's seeking you. He wants your attention. And one more thing, then I'm going to turn it back to Bob. If you're that person that I just talked about, if you've gotten that far, that you're that cold and that hard-hearted, that you're like, man, I'm done with God. It don't work. I don't care. I don't like him. I'm over it. Listen, man, if you turn to Christ, you'll be the talk of heaven today. You'll be the talk of heaven today. That one that was so far out there in Satan's dominion that turned. They will be chanting your name in heaven today. They will. They will. Bob, go ahead. I'll take it. I'm trying to make it easy on you.
Listen, one way to measure how you're doing in that area with the enemy, if there's things in your area that you can't control,
they're not there,
then you have to ask who is. In other words, if you're not in control, someone else is. If you're not in control of your life, if there's something in your life you can't control, then somebody else is controlling. That's how you know the enemy's in your life. If you're hooked on something, if you're having struggles, if you're having a problem, and you're out of control, then somebody else is controlling your life.
Let's go ahead and take this live call and help somebody in the name of Jesus Christ today. Good morning. Thank you for calling Lifeline.
Good morning. Praise God. I'm calling in for prayer, please.
Okay. Tell me what you need. God wants to know what your problem is.
I have high blood pressure, and I've been dealing with a little pain in my stomach, and I was on my way this morning to go get some blood work to find out the lab was closed. I thought it was open, but anyway, I need prayer because my blood pressure stays high. That bottom number is over like 101. It stays high.
Listen, that's no problem. This is a beautiful thing. Listen, we're not only going to pray for you. Let me tell you where we're at today. It's not us, okay? Let me tell you, Bob and I can't do anything for you. The Spirit of God wants to heal. The Spirit of God wants to help. We're just here to let God shine. We want God to be glorified. We want Christ to be magnified. His blood on that cross gave you a new bloodline to have a blood transfusion in the Spirit. So you and I already know your warrant of faith is why I went and dove right in and started talking to you bold. So you're going to reach out and grab. You're going to say, Father, we thank you. Father God, we thank you. Let's just agree right now, everybody in this room, everybody listening within the sound of my voice. Father, we agree right now that you bore that blood. Jesus come in the flesh. It said that his blood covered the multitude, not a, but the multitude of sins. So whatever thing is unclean, is impure, is imperfect, is not from you. So we cast that out. We say, look, right now, we can't in our own authority, you know, who's Paul, who's Silas, who's Landon, who's Bob, but Jesus Christ, he knows. So through Jesus Christ's bloodline and through the power and authority given by Jesus Christ to do these things, we get rid of that right now. You're going to receive you're going to receive the blood of that precious blood that flowed from that cross that day flowed for you. And if you'll believe that in faith, because it says by faith, if you look at Hebrews 11, everything, Abraham, by faith received the promises of God. Everything was by faith, by faith, by faith. Faith is the substance for what you're hoping for, and that's to get rid of that diabetes. So you claim your faith. Yeah, you keep driving in your car today and say, praise God for faith, praise God for that blood. Praise God for faith, and praise God for that blood of Jesus. All right, we're going to give Jesus Christ all the glory right now for this. In the name of Jesus, thank you.
I just want to say one thing to you.
Bob's going to talk to you.
You know, if you're battling with blood pressure, there's two things you already know. You have to stay off the salt. I hope you're doing it. And you have to watch that weight. But there's something else that absolutely will help you without a doubt and with blood pressure is beet juice. You have to get it at a health food store. It's powdered. You got to take it a couple of times a day. You take a couple of glasses out a day. It'll absolutely help you. But trust the Lord and all things. Then use all the things that God provides. I mean, you have to do the things yourself you should do. Okay, you take care. Have a good blessed day, all right?
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Let me ask you, down there, when is your real need? The word says, our God supplies everything that pertains to life. That's what we're really trying to say here today. And it pertains to godliness. That's everything. Well, how's your life? Is your life right or is it not right? Is your body in good shape? Is your mind in good shape? Is everything okay with you? If not, something's not right here. He supplies everything that pertains to life. How is life for you? That's a good question for you. He supplies everything that pertains to godliness. How are you and the Lord doing? How is your power? How is your relationship? How are things in the spirit realm? If they're not right, there's something not right here with you. You really need to give us a call and let us minister to you. Let me Jesus Christ supply. Our God supplies everything that pertains to your life.
That's right.
And to godliness, make sure you're there. If you have a need in any of these areas, let us stand with you. You know, we seek the Lord, and we really seek the Lord about these kind of things. We just want to get in agreement with you and help you just to come on the power, just to move forward. Let me just give you this one example. I'll just tell you how can God do that? God can do anything. I don't care what your need is out there today. God can do it. The next time you eat an apple, you just study the seed. The DNA is in that tiny little seed. And the architectural work is there to produce a magnificent apple tree that will feed you, feed your family, and you could even produce an apple orchard out of it, okay? Now think about this. Jesus said, my word is spirit. My word is life. Think about it. The DNA is in the Word of God to bring the Spirit and the very life of God into your life. Let's do it today.
Let's do it now.
You can give us a call. We don't care what your need is. Today, Landon spoke about the enemy. He's absolutely right about that. The enemy in every case is trying to hinder you, stop you, deceive you, accuse you. Let's break his power. And in fact, on the way over here, I did that in the name of Jesus. If you're out there today and you're attacked in any way, I want to know God wants to favor you today, because Atlanta Evelyn has done the same thing. Yeah. I went before the Lord on the way over here and took authority over these airways and took authority over your life, if you can believe that. Anybody listening today that's been hindered in any way and breaking that power over the things that hinder your life. God does not want Satan to have any influence in your life. Jesus said, when I leave here, the devil's coming, he has nothing in me. Let him have nothing in you.
Nothing.
You can be free today. Give us a call here now. 221-1100. Out of town. 888-221-8990.
Listen, if you don't believe us, look at 1 John 3:8. Turn your Bible to 1 John 3:8. It says, for this purpose, the first thing says it talks about the work of the devil, and then it goes into a colon, and then it switches, okay? And it says, for this purpose was Jesus Christ manifest. That means no longer hidden in heaven in God, but released from heaven and manifest, brought to earth where you could see him, touch him like a pencil or pen or a sandwich. You knew he was really here. For this purpose was Jesus Christ manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Don't fear the devil. Just be in Christ. It's not your, you don't have to destroy nothing. You just love on Christ. When you get in him, that's the purpose he came, was to destroy the devil out of your life. It says so. I said it was 1 John 3:8. You can look that up. Let me give you a real story. I got a lady that I know very well. She smoked for 30 years. She just quit. She quit like three or four weeks ago. Well, now guess what? The devil's on her hard, riding her like a camel, man. Every day she wants a cigarette. Man, I want a cigarette so bad. Oh, man, I just want, oh, my gosh, you don't know how bad I want a cigarette. And I said, well, here's the deal. If nothing changes, nothing changes. You got to change on the inside to break these habits. This is why addicts go back. This is why alcoholism is so bad. You can't quit it on. Don't fool yourself. That's some kind of higher power, magnitude thinking thing. That's not going to work. If you've been smoking 30 years, you got patterns and brain waves through your brain that crave that cigarette. You got dopamine going crazy. You got your body going crazy. If you think you can overcome that by some mental ascent, you're crazy. You're not thinking too sharp. You're not too smart of a person. You got to change on the inside, I told her. I said, if nothing changes inside you, now if you'll get that word in you, Jesus said, my word is spirit, Bob just said. My word is spirit, my word is life. In John 6:63, when he says that, he says, it's the spirit that quickeneth. That word quickeneth means gives life. You get in the spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to come in you and live in you and dwell in you, you'll now have life living in you. And if you'll start getting in your word, you'll learn the word of God that has the power of the spirit in it, and you can speak it and you can resist that devil and you can change from the inside out, and that cigarette's gone from you. That bottle's gone from you, but you can't do it in your mind. You got to change from the inside so that the word comes out of you to get that stuff away from you. Praise God. Call and get it, man.
All right, 221-1100, 888-221-899. Listen, in order now to cash in on all the stuff we've been talking about, you must get to know Jesus so well that you can trust everything he says. See, we trust everything Jesus says.
Everything.
We have no doubt at all. We trust everything. And that's what you need to get. I can give you a great faith teaching here. I've been sick and trying to learn faith, for many, many years. But here's the bottom line. Here's all God expects is you get to know God and you'll love him. If you get to know him, I tell you right now, to know him is to love him. The more you know him, the more you love him. You get to know God and you'll love him. Learn to trust and believe everything he says. And then just practice that. Just do it. Just practice and be. That's all you cry to be. Psalms 47 says this. Psalms 40, verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come, and the volume of the book it's written to me. How well do you know the book? How much time have you put into it? How well do you know it? How much time have you invested in?
Psalms
107:20 says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction.
You know the word healed them.
Everything going wrong in your life, every attack you're under, and you've probably created your own bed, so to speak. You've probably made tons of mistakes like the rest of us. But nevertheless, he'll deliver you from all of it. Just learn to trust. Just learn to love. What kind of healing do you need today? How are you doing? What is your need? And what will you believe the Lord Jesus Christ for? Then give us a call here. We're here to stand with you. We're here to pray for you. 221 1100-221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990.
Listen, we understand that you don't see this now. Okay, we're not blind to the fact that you can't see what we're saying. There was a time in life we couldn't see what we're saying. We read the Bible. We couldn't see God's goodness. We couldn't see him. We couldn't see his hand at work. Once you get on board, I'm telling you, he doesn't reveal this to you in your natural mind. You know why? Your natural mind cannot understand the things of God. It's in Corinthians chapter 2. Look it up. You can't. It's beyond your comprehension. So once you decide in your heart, I don't care about the wisdom part now. I need God. I know I'm messed up. I know my heart's nasty. I know I think bad things. I do bad things. I'm not right. I judge people. I don't love people. I need God in my heart. As soon as you do that, he opens your spiritual eyes. As you start to walk, which the minute you start to press in and read the word and walk the way it says to walk, God honors that. The scales fall. The veil was rent in twain, the Bible says. I don't have time to teach that. But the scales fall from your eyes and you start to see him for the first time. You're like, oh my gosh, I never knew that was you, Lord. I never knew that was you that did that. And now I see your work so clear. Oh, I wish I'd have seen it all along. Watch, you'll see it. We're telling you, man. You start doing it, he'll start opening your eyes. You'll start seeing him. His goodness will shine. His glory will shine. And his love will manifest in your life.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. John 15:7 says, Jesus said, if you abide in me. See, that's the key to everything.
Oh, yeah.
If you abide in me, and my word abides in you. See, you get everything he promises out of his word. If you abide in me now, and my word abides in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. What a great promise. I mean, listen, if you're not abiding in the Lord Jesus, you're absolutely, definitely coming up short. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You must get to know his will and abide in it to get his benefits. Give us a call. Let us help you today. We'd be more than glad to pray for you. But what your need is, you can give us a call. 221-1100. Out of town. 888-221-8990. 1 John 5:14 says, now listen to this magnificent, wonderful promise. This has always been one of my favorite promises and favorite scriptures in the Bible because it works. And listen to the promise. This can be a life-changing for you today. John says, this is the confidence that we can have in him. Now, this is what you can believe for. This is what you can trust for. This is the confidence you can have in him today. That if we ask anything, now that's big, according to his will now. His will. He hears us. Your prayer will be heard today. Guaranteed. I believe it. The word says it. I guarantee it will happen. You must learn to believe it. If you ask anything, according to his will, he'll hear us. And if you know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Again, I say learn his will. Learn to believe. Everybody has a Bible. Everybody is true, knows it's true. Nobody believes it. You learn to believe it today.
Do I have time to get a verse in real quick?
You do.
All right, check it out. This is what it says now. This is Galatians 4, verse 4. It says, God. This is exactly word for word. Galatians 4, 4. God sent forth his son. Made of a woman, Mary, we know the story, made under the law to redeem them that are under law. That's us. That's us trying to live up to the expectations of the law that you can't because you're not in the spirit, so your heart doesn't line up with the conditions that you wish you could live in. You can't live righteous with an unrighteous heart. Check it out. To redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. He's talking about of God, that you and I, regular old people, construction workers, McDonald's worker, lawyers, doesn't matter. You can receive the adoption as of you being a son of God. And then he says, because you've called and you've asked for him and you're now my son, he says this, I'll send forth my spirit to live in your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Here's what happens. You get yourself in a pickle because you made a dumb decision in your mind, and that spirit that you now have living inside your heart you didn't have before all of a sudden quickens you and cries out, goes, that was stupid. You shouldn't have done that. Go apologize to that person and tell Father God you're sorry. And you're like, hey, I'm sorry. I should never talk that way. Oh, God, please forgive me. And guess what? You're made right again. Just like that. Be a son today.
Now, let's hear from the Lord this word. There's somebody out there struggling with alcoholism. I don't know who it is. There's one guy I know. His name is John. Your job may or may not be John, but there's a guy by the name of John struggling with alcoholism. But also, if you're struggling with alcoholism, then the Lord spoke this to me as Landon was speaking. Without a doubt, this is the day will set you free. If you're battling with that alcoholism and you've been beating yourself against the wall, you've done everything you can to get free because the Lord spoke today. That tells me that the Spirit of the Lord is here today to set you free.
Waiting on you.
The Spirit of the Lord is waiting on you. So if you're battling alcoholism today, now you start. If you really want help, God is reaching out to you. I'll put it that way. So if you want really help, if you're lying to yourself, nobody call him. But if you really want help, God is reaching out to you today and wanting to set you free if you're struggling with alcohol. So you can give us a call if that's your problem today, okay?
God is a maker. He'll
give
make
us a
you
call
free.
Now, okay? The word of the Lord, up your words. Listen to this, Psalms 12:6. As silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. You should make an effort to own these words for yourself. Put them down in the pocket of your heart. They're pure words. Psalms 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Follow me as something that we can stand on, and you can trust what I said to you a minute ago. If you're stuck with alcohol and you really want free, today is the day Jesus Christ makes you free. You'll be free indeed. You can give us a call here at 221-1100. You don't have to give us your name unless you want to. 221-1100. 888-221-8899. Don't put up with it anymore. You give us a call. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to set you free today. Give us a call.
I think we should sit here and wait on that call. I think you should go ahead and just give them the Gmail. We're going to give you a way to get in touch with us, a way to sow your seed into the ministry and all that. But let's take these last few minutes. And while Bob's giving you that, what we're really doing is waiting on that person. I'm waiting. The Lord says, I'm waiting on you. And I'm waiting on you. Yep. I don't want this blood on my shoulders. And you shouldn't either. Call and get this off you now.
Yeah.
The devil's no good. He don't love you. He's going to kill you. If you keep messing with him, that joker's going to take you out.
If you really want free today, listen, I know this is true. I started with smoking years ago. I battled it all the time. I hated it every day and smoked it. The more I hated it, the more I smoked. So if you're going through that, this is your day. Well, look, we need help here in the ministry. Without a doubt, we do need financial help. And we really do. You're just not supporting us like we really need support. So we'd appreciate if you'd send us a check. And we don't really care what size. $3 million is all right. $3,000 is all right. $3 is all right. Just whatever you can do today. It's very simple. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Give us a call out there now if you're struggling with alcoholism, but listen to me.
I'm staring at the phone waiting on your call.
I'm saying this three times, so you remember three and you'll send us a check. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603. Jensen Beach 3495. Or email us if you have anything you need to get off your chest, talk about anything. It's very simple. Try Lifeline, gmail.com. And just remember one word, T-R-Y, Lifeline. One word now. Try Lifeline, Gmail. Try Lifeline, Gmail. Try Lifeline, Gmail. Try Lifeline, gmail.com. Give us a call here now. We're waiting on that alcohol to give us a call, help him get free.
Let me say something real quick. God is your Father. He loves you so much. Come to him dirty and let him clean you up.
Amen.
Because we always think, oh, I got to stop it. No, no. You come to him dirty, filthy, nasty, stinky, and tell him the truth, that jerk will wash you up, make you a new man.
I guarantee you will.
So you come dirty. I'm waiting on you. I'm staring at this phone, man. I know you're there. I just know it.
Let's hear that once. Listen, the Lord spoke this today for you now. If you don't get clean today, it'll be your fault. Because today's the day, and then you can really break this thing because the Lord spoke to me about it. So if you're struggling with alcohol now, don't hold on to that thing that's sinking you, robbing your money, robbing your time, robbing your dignity, robbing your health. You call and get free today.
Listen, if the devil's whispering all that stuff in your ear, then you just better go ahead and go to our Gmail.
221-1100.
Go to the Gmail.
221-1100.
If you're too scared to call, the devil's saying, don't do it. Gmail. Hit us on Gmail.
221-1100. Out of town. 221-899. Try Lifeline, gmail.com. Try Lifeline, gmail.com. Send a check to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. God bless you today. Look, you have a great week. Email us or give us a call here yet. We're going to go off there in a second. We're still ministering to you.
It's a new year. Be a new man or a new woman in Christ this year. Do it.
Do it now. Give us a call. God bless
you.
Have a great week.
Thank you.
See you again next week.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gift of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.